Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Jamie's Journal. Dr. Arlene Spann will be on with us shortly, but I just wanted to tell you today's the last day that we are talking about mompreneurs. The last day. We've been running through May talking about mompreneurs, talking to you. I've been sharing my heart. Dr. Arlene Spann has been sharing her heart as well. So today is May 29th, 2015. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in. But I need you to go onto your Facebook page right now. I need you to go onto your Facebook page and tell somebody to tune in. That one that is depressed, that one that is frustrated, that one that doesn't know what to do. You know, they're confused. They're like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Tell them to tune in to Jamie's Journal, 66-696-8566. You know, this is our last day. You know, talking about mompreneurs, talking about the book that I wrote. You know, this is the last day. And one thing I tell you not to do is to sit there with your hands folded and not do anything. I want you to literally get out there and take action today. You know, when we talk about the last day of the week, when we talk about a Friday, you know, it is Freedom Friday, but that doesn't mean you just sit there and look at the wall. You get up, you do what you need to do to enjoy your weekend, either to stay in and get some things done in your room or organize your house, you know, the way you want it, or go out with your girlfriends. But you are here to enjoy the show, but I want you to do some action today. Tell everyone to tune in on Facebook. I don't care if it's on Twitter. I don't care if it's on Instagram. I don't care if it's on LinkedIn. Do something. Do something. So we are going to see how Dr. Lynn is doing, and then we're going to start the last day of Mompreneurs. I can't believe this is already over, because I'm so thankful and grateful just to give you ladies and gentlemen some tips and some drip drops on mompreneurs and just to encourage you, because it's important that we encourage one another. Dr. Arlene Spann, are you on the line this morning? Can you hear me?
My chick.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you're unmuted.
I am in, you know, as a mompreneur, we're always looking to enhance ourselves and make ourselves better moms and better business persons. So right now I'm at a Women in Business conference. So you might hear music in the background. You might hear, I don't know what you hear in the background, but that's what I'm doing this morning.
Uh-oh, so she's traveling. Are you in the Maryland area?
I am. I'm in the Silver Spring, Maryland area at a Women in Business conference.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. She's going to all these conferences, ladies and gentlemen. She will have some tips for us next month. She will have some tips for us next month. Just come back. Just come back. When you're ready, you can drip and drop on us whenever you need to be. That's your system. I'm glad that you have joined us for the last day of the Mompreneurs Conference. And I was just saying that we as moms, we often don't get to encourage one another. You know, as I think back on all the things that we say and we do and we keep on running, we keep on striving, moms today, mompreneurs, business owners, whatever you're doing, stop what you're doing and sit down and listen to what I have to say, because this is important. You know, we as people, we go through life and we don't we don't encourage one another. We don't push one another. We don't believe in one another. And one of the things why Dr. Eileen Spann is still here, and I believe she will be here for years to come, is because I believe in her and her business. So wherever she goes, I never tell her, don't do that, don't do this. I say, sure, okay, go ahead, keep on doing it, keep on going. There is something about encouraging one another and not putting another woman, another business owner, another lady, whoever you want to call it, friend, neighbor, down. You know, it is important that you not only believe in your business partners, but you believe in the people that are around you. It is so important. I can't stress it enough. You know, today when we walk outside our door, some people looking tired, looking lonely, looking like, oh my God, what am I going to do? But all you got to do is walk out your door and smile and say, hey, you know, you know, even if you just wave at the neighbor, you know, do something, you know, to let them know it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right, you know. You may be going through a little tough time, but everyone's going through something. So that's why this Mompreneurs Conference I thought about, and I will continue to do it the next couple of years, because we want to, as mothers, we want to encourage somebody else. You know, I literally am going out on a limb on this because I didn't think I was going to say all this today. I literally just thought I was going to get on and say, okay, Dr. Lucien, take it over. But I'm sure she has something to say after I get it out. But, you know, as we go on through the months, you know, I continue to not get on here and say everything negative. I'm about telling you the positive, telling you what's right, telling you what's real, and if you can't handle it, then that's on you. And I still have more room to grow, I do, but I don't know everything, and that's why a lot of times I ask Dr. Arlene Spann to talk about certain things, because I don't know everything. I can't say I know everything. But I do know what I know, and you got to understand, everybody has a voice. Everybody has something to say. And you can't knock nobody else out and say, well, you shouldn't have said this. You shouldn't have, you know, and we shouldn't even begin to knock people down. So, you know, when I started this radio show, I started with a positive perspective, and I want to end with a positive perspective. So, you know, if you think you're going to listen to my show and hear me talk down to her, no, I'm not. I'm going to lift her up. I'm going to believe in her business and what she does, and she's going to talk about what she wants to talk about. And, you know, we're going to keep on moving and grooving together. But one thing I want you to understand is, I'm never going to get on here and say something negative. I'm never going to get on here and tell you how crazy or downtrodden we are. We are here as moms to lift somebody else up on a daily basis. That's why I'm here. That's why I do this radio show. I bring in certain speakers. I pour out my heart for a reason. I don't just do it just to do it. I do it because it is something that needs to be done today. We are so busy knocking other people down instead of lifting them up and saying, hey, you know, you may have gone through a dry and down time, but you still can get back up and move on. So I just wanted to get that in your spirit and let you know, there is more to come. There is more to come, you know. In September, we're going to do a vision conference. And I want you to be here and live for that. You can call in, you can press 1 and talk about some things from that. You know, I'm thinking about also having another conference in October, November, you know, and I can't tell you the details, but I will tell you it's going to be a conference that you don't want to miss. So I'm doing this internationally because I know that there's some people around the world that are interested in tuning in. So when I ask you to go out and go to your Facebook page and share it, I need you to do it because it is important that you talk to your neighbors or your Facebook people and your social media. Because I talk to my social media, I talk to my people through mail every single day. Every single day. I keep Dr. Arlene Spann updated. I keep everybody updated so I know what I'm doing, so they know where I'm going, you know. And I didn't want to be a leader, but I have to be the leader. So I'm standing here strong, and I'm not backing down, you know, because the enemy wants me to back down and sit on the floor and say, okay, well, someone else take over, and I'm not. So when you get on here every day, you're going to hear something positive, something that will help lift you. It doesn't matter if it's just tips, two tips, three tips. And Dr. Arlene Spann shared some tips yesterday, which were very, very good, you know. But I need you to understand, this Mompreneurs Conference was for you. It wasn't for me and Dr. Arlene Spann, because we're living it every day. But there are some things that we can strive to do better, you know. And I wanted to talk about goals. Maybe we'll talk about goals next month. You know, Dr. Arlene Spann, maybe we'll get together and talk about goals and some other things, business, you know, what to do, what not to do, you know, and just striving to be better. I want people to be better, not worse. So what do you have to say to this, Dr. Arlene Spann?
Wow, you had a mouthful to say. I mean, just thinking about what you said about people being in the positive, and that's the thing to think about. I hear feedback, so I don't know if it's because of my location, but we want the listening audience to know that we don't want to bring any negativity. We want them to know that it's all about them. We want them to know that we appreciate them. We want them to know that their voice, like you said, counts. And we want them to know that as moms, we're going to be misunderstood sometimes, and our voices are going to say things and our tones are going to say things that people may not understand. But understand that you are here for a purpose. Understand that your voice counts not only in your family but also in the marketplace. So as you go out in the marketplace, as you go out and express your business, be clear of what you're doing and be clear that people understand that you are not coming there with the bearer of bad news, but you're coming there to uplift them. You're coming there to make a difference in their life, and hopefully they will make a change and be a better person as a result of you being in their space. So that's the goal that we have each and every time we come on, is that you become a better you, and that we may enhance something, bring something new, but the bottom line is simply this. It is all about you and what it is we can do to help make your life easier and to help make your life more fulfilling. And we want to do that in a positive light. So your voice matters. So go out there and hashtag the word simply this. We want you to know that positivity, that's your word for today, positivity. We want to do everything in a positive light. Positivity, hashtag positivity. Back to you, Jamie.
Hashtag positivity. Wow. You know, and that's the thing. I got to get better at doing hashtag because sometimes I forget. And it's amazing how sometimes you bring a word, and that's what we do on our morning call. We literally talk about, I would say, 10, 15 minutes about a word that we need to bring forward in our business, and we talk about it on our morning call. So positivity is a clear word we can use today because so many people aren't. You know, if you walk through the grocery store, okay, and sometimes I do. I walk in the grocery store, and sometimes I just walk in and I smile. Some people are looking really grumpy. you know, and sometimes you can walk through the aisles and you could say, oh, excuse me, you know, walking by, you know, some people are just standing in the way, some people you gotta walk the opposite way. And I know this is true because I go through this every day almost, you know, when I walk in the store, some people look at me like, who is she? You know, some people, you know, just say hi. Other people just look at you like, oh, my God, here she is again. But amazingly, there's people out there, ladies and gentlemen, that don't even smile. You know, don't even look at you. Don't even look and say, hey, how you doing? You know, don't even want to start a conversation. Don't even want to conversate about how beautiful the day is, how the weekend's going to be, and where they're going on vacation. Some people don't even want to do that. But sometimes you just need to bring a smile to another mother in a store. Another mother, you know, as you go out and shop, you know, the UPS store, I don't know, the post office, or wherever you're at, sometimes you just need to smile and say, hey, how you doing? You know, and it will brighten up their day. It is nothing like being positive in the midst of your negative situation. Every single time I get on here, there is never a time when I say, well, I don't think I'll be able to do this today. I come on here and I bring it because it is something that I got to do. I got to bring the positive light to the radio show, because if I don't, guess what? Dr. Arlene Spence is going to be like, what's wrong with her? I'm like, oh, my God, get off the phone. Go do something else. Go get some more rest, you know? So, you know, it's... I'm sorry about the background noise, but go ahead.
You said something that made me think, and it could be because I'm in a hallway, but you said something that made me think about your book, and you talk about push. And we're not saying that negative things will not come in your life. They will come. But what you want to do is push through them and see, you know, we've heard it said, see the light at the end of the tunnel. So even though they come your way, turn them into the positive and see how you can use them as stepping stones to get you closer to the goal, closer to whatever you have planned for yourself, closer in your business. Maybe it's the finances, and they're not there for your business the way you want them to be. And maybe you went to ask for a loan, and the bank said no to you. But see, that's when your creative juices that we talked about yesterday come into play. The bank said no, but that doesn't mean no to you. To you it means, okay, how do I go around this situation and make the best of what I have? How do I go out and create something that will bring me the revenue that I need to fulfill the dream, to fulfill the entrepreneurship that I have, to make the business work for me so that my voice is heard, so that my product is out there, so that people can be better because I am here. So don't look at the negatives when they come as negative. See how you can turn that negative into a positive. That's what I had to do through the death of various family members. As a result of their death, I now have a book. As a result of the pain that I went through and their death, I gained weight. But that I look at and let me see that that in itself was not the negative, because that negative now became a positive. And again, there's a program where I'm helping others to lose. There's a program. So as a mompreneur, even when you see negative things, ask yourself, how can I turn this around into something positive? So now I'm sharing with others how they can overcome grief. I'm sharing with others how, you see, I'm saying this because I know that there are those who are listening, and you're saying, I don't know what it is I want to do. I'm juggling family. You might be the best organized mom on the block, and what your thing could become as a mompreneur is simply, I can show you how to be an organized mom in six, that could be in 5-6 steps. That could be your business as a mom. Or you could be the mom that when it's time to go to the grocery store, you are the coupon queen. And you can show other mothers how they can save $100, $200, $300 because of just going and couponing. So find whatever that niche will be for you, even if it looks negative. Turn your negative into a positive and go out there and hashtag positivity. Back to you, JB.
Hashtag positivity. There it is again. Hashtag positivity. And I totally agree. You got to find something that helps you throughout the day. And hopefully my neighbor is not doing all this noise for nothing. So thank God he calmed down a little bit. But anyway, you know, you got to continue on with what you are doing on a day-to-day basis. Because it's so important, give me one. What? Okay, yes. Uh-oh. That donating span just dropped. Okay. But anyway, hashtag positivity. It is very important that we keep on going. We keep on going. We keep on striving. I'm sorry for this background noise, but there are some things that I just want to encourage you about, you know. And we are going to continue to keep on encouraging you to not only journal, but encouraging you to keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. That is the bottom line. Keep on pushing. That's why my book is called Pushing Mompreneurs. So we can keep on pushing through the frustration, through the craziness, through the depression, through facing what we have to face, and just keep on going. Keep on going. You know, there are times when we just gotta face the craziness, face the times when we just don't want to we just don't want to do anything. But you gotta face it. Give me 1 second. Sorry. Okay. Texting Dr. Owen Spain because she dropped. But I want you to go out there today on your Facebook page and say, and put hashtag positive. Hashtag positive. I can be positive. I can be positive. Hashtag positive. I can learn how to be more positive. And we can't express that enough. Because it's important. It's important. Throughout my day, it's just important to stay positive. And shine on somebody else. That's what the topic is today, is being positive. That's the word of the day, is positive. How can you be more positive towards others and not bring others down? Because it's just important, ladies and gentlemen, as we go through business, as we go through life, as we go through, especially as business owners, I know a couple of people that just will talk down to you like you're dirt. But as I become more of a speaker, I refuse to talk down to anybody. I refuse it. So I'm not here to change your mind. I'm just here to tell you that you can change the way you and your thoughts are. I remember waking up like, oh, my God, I got to get up another day. Oh, my goodness. But I changed my thoughts to, oh, Wait, I gotta get up and get my coffee. Wait, I gotta get up and get my green tea. Oh, wait, today's what day is it? You know, I started doing that. Then just, oh, wait, what day is it? You know, I started, you know, being excited. Like, oh, wait, I gotta get my green tea. I gotta get my coffee. I gotta get my latte. I gotta get my mocha. I gotta get ready and get going. You know, you gotta bring some excitement to your life. So, Dr. Linspan, what other words do you have us, and how can we get more information about you?
Okay, you probably hear background noise. Sorry about that. I'm on the street now, but you definitely can get in contact with me at arlenesweat@gmail.com. That's arlenesweat@gmail.com. Positivity is the word of the day. Back to you, Jane.
Thank you so much, Dr. Arlene Spann, for coming on. I hope you have an awesome, awesome weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, we are finishing out May, and we are finishing out strong. You know, strong, positive, strong. You know, not weak, positive. No, strong and positive. Positive is a strong word. It's not a weak word. So, you know, take a couple minutes today and still go out there and celebrate. Go out there and thank your mom. Go out there and be thankful for where you're at. You know, that's why I wrote this book, Pushing Mompreneurs, because sometimes we need an extra push to keep on going. So I want to thank you for joining us today. Sorry about all the technical difficulties and everything going on in the background, but I want you to understand that positivity is the word of the day, and we will continue to do this because there is something that we need to keep on pushing in each and every mompreneur until they understand you can do better as long as you keep on going. You know, all you have to do is take a step. As long as you take a step, you can make it. As long as you take a step and say, okay, I'm going to do this. As long as you take a step, you will keep on going. But you got to take a step. You got to take some action. You got to do something. So that's what I will continue to do. Join us in June. We will be on for probably one or two weeks in June. But I want you to go back and listen to the archives. We left you some good information you do not want to miss. And you can still get the book for free, for free until Sunday. JamiesJournal@gmail.com, JamiesJournal@gmail.com. You can still get the book for free, okay, just until Sunday. So I'm going to say God bless you, and I'm on all social media. And don't forget to go out there and journal about your mom's experience today. God bless you, and I'll chat with you again in June on Jamie's Journal.
90 seconds.